Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 drums masterclass, and we're going deep on a very specific superpower in jungle and old school D&B. Ghost notes that feel intentional, not accidental, not extra hits, not random little ticks. Real push-pull movement, with that crunchy sampler texture you associate with early hardware, chopped breaks, noisy tails, and just a bit of chaos. By the end, you'll have three rolls working together. A main break that's the meat, a ghost-only layer that provides movement, and an optional texture layer that adds air dirt. Then we'll glue it all on the drum group so it hits like a record, but still stays punchy in a modern mix. Let's set the vibe first. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That sits right in that old-school rave D&B pocket, but still feels jungle-compatible if you go a touch slower or faster later. Now open the groove pool. Load something like MPC 16 Swing, somewhere around 54 to 58. Keep it subtle, then set the groove amount to around 30 to 45%. Here's the mindset. Groove comes from consistent microfeel plus intentional ghost placement. Not from humanize everything and hope it turns into funk. Now we pick sources. You want one classic break. Amen. Think, hot pants, funky drummer, any of those. And optionally, a clean kick and snare one shot, just in case you need to reinforce without destroying the break's character. The best control method in Ableton is slicing the break to a drum rack, so you can resequence hits precisely. So drag your break audio onto a MIDI track and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Create a drum rack with slices. Now open that sliced rack and do a quick inventory. Find your main snare slice, maybe there are two. Find kick slices, and also listen for the messy slices, the ones with hat bleed, room tail, tiny snare taps, accidental little fragments. Those imperfect slices are gold for ghost notes. Now we build the spine. No ghost notes yet. Make a one-bar MIDI loop. Classic skeleton. Strong snare on beats 2 and 4. Tick on beat 1. And then add a pickup kick somewhere around the end of beat 1, like 1.3 or 1.4 depending on your break. Keep your main snare velocity strong, like 105 up to 127. Kicks, roughly 95 to 120, depending on how aggressive you want the front edge. The point is, the main hits must slam before you decorate them. If the anchor isn't convincing, ghosts just sound like clutter. Now, ghost strategy. The why and the where. In jungle and early D&B, ghost notes are often low-velocity snare taps that sit before or after the backbeat, plus muted hat fragments and sometimes a tiny kick nudge. Their job is anticipation and release. They create that rolling feeling without actually turning the break into a busier pattern. Here's a starting placement map on a 16th grid. Put a ghost just before the snare on beat 2, so on 1.4, then a ghost just after the snare, on 2.2 or 2.3. Do the same around beat 4, a ghost before it on 3.4, and after it on 4.2. Now velocity discipline, because this is where most people accidentally ruin it. Ghost snare velocity, think 12 to 45. Ghost hats even lighter, like 8 to 35. Ghost kicks, if you use them at all, 20 to 60 and only occasionally. Here's the rule, if you can clearly count the ghosts like they're a real pattern, they're not ghosts anymore. They're just extra snare hits. Now the big secret. Give ghosts their own lane. Duplicate your sliced break MIDI clip to a new MIDI track. On the original track, keep the main hits. On the duplicate track, delete the main kicks and main snares. Keep only ghost candidates, little snare taps, hat bleed slices, tiny fragments. Now you've got track A's main break hits, and track B is ghost only. Group them. Command or Control G. Name the group drums. This separation is everything, because now you can crunch the details without wrecking the main transients. Now let's build the ghost crunch chain on track B. Start inside simpler or sampler for your ghost slices. If you're in simpler classic mode, turn the filter on. Pick something like MS2 or PRD. Set cutoff somewhere around 4 to 9 kHz, depending on how bright the slice is. A touch of resonance, like 0.3 to 0.8. Then shape the envelope so ghosts are short and papery. Attack basically 0 to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain down at negative infinity, or extremely low. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. This matters a lot. Difference in length separates rolls. Main hits can have body and tail. Ghosts should be intentionally short. The ear hears short as articulation, not competition. Next, redux for digital crunch. Set bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Dry slash wet 15 to 35%. Keep it tasteful. We're not doing an 8-bit drum solo. We're adding that subtle printed edge. Then saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And trim the output so when you bypass it, the level feels basically the same. You want to hear texture, not loudness. Then auto filter. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz to remove low junk. Brake slices often carry kick rumble and sub trash even if it doesn't sound like it, and ghosts do not need that. A touch of resonance is fine. And if you want a tiny bit of drift, use a very slow LFO, like 0.05 to 0.12 Hz, with just 1 to 3% movement. Super subtle. The idea is alive, not wobbling filter effect. Next. Drum buster knit and add bite. Drive around 2 to 8. Crunch around 10 to 25%. Transience plus 5 to plus 15. But be careful, because on ghosts you can get clicky fast. Boom usually off on the ghost flare. Then a gate to tighten. Set threshold so only intended ghost transience pass. Fast return. Floor down to negative infinity. This stops noisy tails from building up and smearing your groove over time. And a quick routing tip. If you want reverb on the ghost layer, don't insert it directly on track B. Send to a return. That keeps your groove clean and avoids washing the transients. Now we make them groove with timing. This is advanced, but it's the difference between busy and rolling. Select only the ghost notes. Now do micro timing offsets with intent. Pre-snare ghosts, like the one on 1.4 and 3.4. Nudge them earlier, around minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. Post-snare ghosts, like 2.2 or 2.3 and 4.2. Nudge them later, around plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Keep your main snare mostly on grid, or maybe a tiny late feel, like plus 2 to plus 6 milliseconds. But pick an anchor and keep it sacred. Usually that anchor is the main snare transient. If you start shifting the kick, the snare, and the ghosts all at once, you lose the reference that makes jungle feel fast. Now, an important coaching point. Ghosts are a frequency problem as much as they're a timing problem. If your ghost layer fights the lead snare in that crack zone, it will always feel wrong. So on the ghost layer, add EQ8 and carve a small pocket around the snare crack area. Often that's around 1.8 to 3.5 kHz. Try a narrow bell cut, minus 2 to minus 5 dB. Then let the ghost speak more as texture higher up, like 4 to 8 kHz, rather than as another snare. Also, velocity isn't linear. Sometimes you set velocities to 15, to 45 and they still pop out. That's usually because the sample is bright even at low velocity. So put the velocity MIDI device before your ghost rack. Set drive negative 10 to negative 25, and compand around 20 to 40%. This helps compress the velocity range so your quiet taps don't randomly jump out. Now, check your work the right way. Don't judge ghosts by soloing them. Ghost layers often sound silly alone and perfect in context. Do mute tests instead. Play your loop with bass running, then toggle the ghost track on and off. If the bass suddenly feels more locked when ghosts are on, you're winning. If it feels messy or the snare loses authority, pull ghosts down, shorten them, or carve more EQ space. Now let's reinforce the main snare without killing the break. On track A, if your main snare needs help, layer a clean snare one shot quietly underneath, not over it. You want support, not replacement. A solid chain on the main break is EQ8, high pass at 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 450 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. If it needs presence, add 1 to 3 dB around 3 to 6 kHz. Then glue compressor, ratio 2:1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Finish with light saturation, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. Now for optional authenticity, a dedicated vinyl or room crunch layer. Track C, take a tiny piece of break ambience, room tone, or vinyl noise. Put it in simpler and trigger it every bar, or let it run. High pass it aggressively, like 300 to 600 Hz. Add tiny bit of redux. Add erosion on noise mode around 4 to 8 kHz, amount 0.2 to 1.2. Keep it very low in the mix. This is air dirt, not hiss domination. And here's a super 90s trick, sidechain that noise from the main snare. Fast attack, medium release, so the noise breathes with the backbeat and doesn't mask the snare transient. Now, group bust time. Your drums group should feel like one record, not three layers fighting. On the drums group, EQ8 high pass at 20 to 30 Hz. Maybe a tiny high shelf down 1 to 2 dB if it's too bright. Then drum bus, drive 2 to 6. Crunch 5 to 15%. Transients plus 5 to plus 10. Boom only if you need weight, like 0 to 10% around 50 to 60 HE, and only if your kick is asking for it. Then a limiter just to catch peaks, not to smash. Aim for 1 to 2 dB max reduction on wild hits. If you're slamming the limiter, your ghosts are probably too loud or too bright, or your processing is adding too much spiky transient. Now let's turn this into arrangement, because ghosts shouldn't stay static for 5 minutes. Try an 8-bar plan. Bars 1 to 2, main break only. Minimal ghosts. Bars 3 to 4, bring in the ghost layer around minus 8 to minus 6 dB. Bars 5 to 6, automate a little more crunch, like redux dry slash wet up 5 to 10%. Bars 7 to 8, pull ghosts back and do a small fill, like a quick ghost run into bar 1. When you automate, keep it classy. Pick one parameter per section, maybe redux wet, or high pass cutoff, or saturator drive. If you animate three things at once, you lose that sampled record vibe and it starts feeling like EDM automation. Now let's level up with a few advanced variations. You can do call and response ghosting by making two ghost tracks. Ghost is mostly pre-backbeat taps, darker and shorter. Ghost B is mostly post-backbeat flicks, brighter and a touch more crushed. Pan them subtly, like plus and minus 10 to 20. Suddenly you get stereo roll without turning anything up. You can also use Live 12 chants, but carefully. Add a few extra very low velocity ghosts and set their chants to 15 to 35%. Keep timing offsets consistent. This gives variation without turning into randomness. Another pro move. Swing split. Keep the main break groove amount at 0%, but apply 40 to 70% groove to the ghost layer only. That contrast is classic, straight punch, shuffled detail.